Okay.
So, yesterday we started out by making the assertion that this din of Ein Moshiv B'Sanhedrin Zaken Mishen Obanim Saris and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afach Zari is in fact a din d'arayis, and I tried to bring two rayas. First of all, the fact, as Eitan noted, that it's the inverse of what appears to be the Isser d'arayisa by the Mesis, Lo Sachmo Lo Sechasa Lov. And that seems pretty hard to debate. Number two, based on the comment of the Meiri, that it's part of the din of Vihitzilu Ha'eda. And so that would be a remarkable thing if indeed we're correct that it's a din d'oraisa. Number two, thought there was a major point to take home from the Meiri, namely the suggestion that what we're talking about here is something which impacts a person's entire personality. Like Bava Machteres is an av is merachim bidavka al beno, but the fact that a person has banim changes a personality. But the Meiri suggests, in the name of the Yesh Mefarshim, that there's a way to approximate that, which is shimush talmidei chachamim, and when a person has that relationship with dinei nefashos over the course of time, they're inspired by that activity itself. The more dinei nefashos that they're involved in, the more vihitzilu ha'eda they're involved in, the more that impacts them, ad kedei kach, that it impacts their relationship with human life in general, even though they're misha ein lo banim, which I thought was exceptional. And I tried to then extend the argument to say a little bit of a chiddush in the Mahalich, which is that you see that this aversion to achzarius with respect to dinei nefashos, vihitzilu ha'eda, may have an iteration with respect to the tanios, right? The Rambam suggests that both the Divrei Kivushin as well as the Tefillah are part of the same mitzvah. That's why, optimally, we wouldn't be mafsik and we'd have the same person. Hamaschal b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. Right? And it seems like, of those qualities, right, we want somebody who, again, there's some overlap, whether it's a chacham and a shval berach, and some of the things, Bali Shem Tov, Ruach Abrios, Nochei Menu, kind of issues. And then obviously you have the things that are particular to tefillah, v'kolo arev, merutz al kahal, etc. But it seems like it's part of the same idea, that one is the micro level of the particular individual who's standing for his life in terms of dini nefashos, and you have to have somebody who really cares. And it seems like the purpose of this individual, who has skin in the game, this individual who one of the qualities that the Rambam had mentioned, Yesh lo yigia basada, he understands very well what it means, for the average person, the tzara that this will bring. So he has that skin in the game, and he's not going to react with a kind of dispassionate sense that the Rambam describes as achzarius. Dehainu, the tzad hashav is that when human life is on the line, whether it's a single human life or an entire society, that achzarius is not an option, and the people that we look for are people who model, that level of integration. Okay, so let's now take a look here at the next phase. This is the Gemara, also on Lamed Rav. Starting with Tanina Chada Zimna. Yossi, I think we're up to you today. You have the Makaros? Would you prefer a hard copy? Or?
Okay.
Yeah, certainly fine with me.
Like that, notch it as victory for the 20th century.
Okay, so Tanina Chada Zimna. Kol Harai. I know, it's about 17 lines down, something like that. Kol Harai La Dindine Vashos, Roi La Dindine Mamanos. V'yesh Roi La Dindine Mamanos, but they're not going to be qualified for Dindine Nefashos, the best name Shalasrin Vishlosha. V'havinan ba lisuyimai. So we already had this teaching. I remember you the lisuyimamzer that this is to include a mamzer, that a mamzer can't be done dina defashos. So the Gemara says chada lisuyei ger v'chada. You see where we are? Okay, so that's why we have the teaching track. It's Sri Chadi, Ashmina, and Ger. Right, if they, at least from a, you know, a Jewish lineage, of Ger, Deloba, Mitipa, Kshira. Okay. So the Enakol Kshira in Ladon Dine Nefashos. Kulach yafara yasi umum ein bach. Okay, so this is part of Ein HaKol Kshir in Ladon Dine Nefashos, is that, you know, having to do with physical appearance. The Gemara says, okay. So that already is covered by imach bedomin lecha. This is very familiar, right? The whole Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan discussion. So, Hamar of Nachri, it's Chamar Kra. Right, and as you recall, the whole point there was the idea of the Hakel Me'elacha, V'nasu Itcha, that that's not, you know, the Shechina of Baaloscha, of Esfali, Shivimish, Mizikne Yisrael, but that, you know, in theory, could apply all the way down. Okay, so the Gemara first dealt with Mamzer and Ger, and then it says, you know, Kishem Shabesim Nukin Bitzadeh, Kach Menukin Mikol Mum. All right, so let's take a look at what that means. So is that, you know, a physical blemish? Is that, that's a discussion. So Rashi says Mikol Mum.
Pegam
Mishpacha, right? A flaw in the family. So we say, oh, maybe that's only for purposes of Hashra Sashchina. Hanach Nimosha Debayinan Miuchasin, She Rai Shetesh Rashchina Alehem. Excellent. So, Vinasu Itcha, Bisan Hedios. Right, so it's not talking about that one, right? Because that's really more, you know, for the Sanhedrin HaGedolah. Okay, fine. All right, so we can understand. We can understand very, very well, you know, based on the previous analysis, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. So it sounds like mum here, Rashi wants to say, bedafka means a pegam mishpacha, a flaw, you know, in terms of yuchzin. So the Gemara then, you know, sort of turns its back on that and says that would already be for yisiatzvu shamimach, imach, Bedomin lecha can't be mumamish, so is that special? So we say it's not, you know, so special. We have nasu itcha v'akel me'lecha v'nasu itcha. So it sounds like, you know, we want to preserve this pasuk in Shir Hashir. Admittedly, it's only from Shir Hashir, and probably that's significant. Kulach yafai rayasi umumin bach, to tell me that there can't be a pigam mishpacha. But of course, we already saw the Rambam, you know, that the Rambam had derived from the pasuk of Hisyatz v'shamimach. As you recall, b'chachma, right, b'yira, right, u'v'yichus. So the question is, you know, what is this kulach yafa rayasi umumein bach? So that's an open question. Like, what is this contributing if we're not talking about, you know, mumamish? So that's something that we have to look into. So Tosfos, this is the Tosfos of itcha b'domin lecha. See, so the Moshe Balmum, the Gemara reacts very strongly to that. If you say, that Moshe had a very deep voice, right, that would make Moshe Balmum in terms of being a Levi and not being Ra'i L'Shira, Mikol Makom, So Tosfos makes a very important point. He says, you wouldn't naturally have assumed, and one of you will explain to me perhaps why we wouldn't naturally have assumed this, right? But you wouldn't naturally have assumed that the pasuk of Umumein Bach was actually referring to a physical mum, had it not been for other evidence. It says, Mikol makom lo yamistaber lemedrash itcha lahachi lav mishum tachsiv kulach yafar ayasi Umumein Bach, that becomes a gilay milsa on when it actually uses the word, you know, itach, v'nasu itcha, v'nasu itach, so that is a gilay milsa on that. So why wouldn't it be mistabir? Michael, what's the svara of Tosfos?
Because if the whole point is that we're talking about women in terms of
oh, okay, so let me use that as a bit of a counterpoint. So I would have said, if the point is Mishum Shechina, I might be able to understand that, because, you know, you have this in the realm of, you know, Kohanim, can't be Bali Mum, and maybe that has something to do with Mikdash and Hashras HaShechina. But I think a little bit differently. Anybody else? What's the Havamina? The Tosfos says, and not for the Pasuk of Kulach Yafar Ayasi, where it's obviously physical, Umumein Bach, I would have never really thought to have any Havamina that a pasuk of Bidom and Lecha would concern physical appearance. I think, Micah, exactly the opposite, right? That we're saying that Hashras HaShechina Lechud and Dayanos Lechud. So, Eitan, just prove the point for me. Use my methodology with a particular phrase in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kishem Shebezdin Menukin b'tzedek kach bezdin menukin mikol mum. So, what does that indicate?
So, just for dayanus, they can't have mum.
Right. There's just like you can't have a dishonest person on the bezdin, right? You can't have the kind of mum that would impact their capacity to function as dayanus. So Tosfos says, I would have never thought that they have to be, you know, you know, whoever the leading man is today, you know, Robert Redford, we used to say back in the day, you know, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? That's what Tosfos is saying. It's only in light of Kulach Yafar Ayasi Umumein Bach that we are motivated to Nasu Itcha B'Masa Ha'am or V'Akel Me'alacha V'Nasu Itcha that could possibly be with respect to actual physical appearance. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim wouldn't be the source, it would be the Gilei Milsa. Because what in the world does it have to do with Din? Kishem Shebezda Menukin B'Tzedek Ach Menukin Mikol Mum. So it has to be something that's intrinsically related to Din. The Chiddush is that apparently physicality, you know, factors into that. It's not totally new for us, that we thought Lashitas Rashi, maybe that would only apply to the Bezdin Hagadol, right? Bale Koma, Bale Mara, a Masan Al Habrios. So let's have a look. So Gemara Yevamos, again, there it says that, you know, the process that takes place in the context of Chalitza is Le'ene Hazekenim. So Amar Mar, go ahead, Yasi. Oh, so it's even hadyotos, right? Le'ene doesn't imply anything regarding their status. It just means that they have to be able to see. That when it says Zakenim, it means Zakenim in the sense of, you know, Sanhedrin, you know, highly qualified rabbis. Umumein Bach. So here it's indisputable, right? So the Gemara is responding, right? This is actually based on the teaching of Rav Yosef. And here, right, Ari, there's no doubt about it. It's saying Umumein Bach specifically is actually to the exclusion of a physical limitation that they can't see. Wow. So So now we have not just a Havamina, but it sounds like a Gemara, which is saying the Maskana that Kulach Yafarayasi Umumein Bach means Kulach Yafarayasi Umumein Bach. Means what it says, it says what it means. Le'inyan Amum Mamish, not just Pegam Mishbacha. And again, on background, we seem to have the Rambam, who said that the Dimui Le'inyan Yochsin was actually derived from Visyatfu Shamimach. Remember, we had a whole discussion. Why would you learn it from there? So, if that's true, it would seem that there really is an opening. V'akel me'alecha v'nasu itcha. Maybe we could actually really use that, not just as a havamina, but l'maskana, regarding a mum mamish. Wow. So Tosos comments here, bezde menukin mikol mum. That was, as we saw, Masti Sintena Kulture and Ladin Dinin Nefashos. Zatosos basically says, yeah. So that's Sanhedrin. Because Sanhedrin, the clear topic in that Gemara, is the topic of Yochsin. So that's why in that Sugya, it takes mum in the direction of yichos. Very good. Kohanim Leviim, Yisraelim, Misiim Lekuna. Now we made the argument, Lashitas HaRambam, that that might be unique in terms of the Bezdin Hagadol. That was Bedavka where the Rambam didn't say Lo Bigdola, Lo Bigtana. Okay. So the Yad Rama, back in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so my time. So my kura. So even though the pasuk kulach yafar ayasi umumin bach isn't explicitly, as the other psukim arvis yatzvu shamimach v'nasu itcha, directed to the Sanhedrin, misvara, we think that it applies, the drasha is a good drasha for the Sanhedrin, because how could it be that you'd have millions of people where there wouldn't be some kind of a psul yochsin, okay? Elavadeh b'sanhedrin kam rakshei kulam berurim mitoch ha-kahal. Kulach.
Kulach de Gimtre.
Gematria.
Shviyam. Vahainu ke minyan sanhedri levad. Minashia.
Minasi, shalgabehen.
Velo daik de ha.
Tenach sanhedri gedola.
Sanhedri ktana, my eagle memor.
Really interesting, right? So there's another opinion which might limit this din specifically to the Sanhedrin, something that could resonate with what we said up until now. Okay. So previously, again, as we had seen, Rabbi Yochanan, Moshiv, and Sanhedrin, the Bali Koma, Bali Chachma, Bali Mara, Bali Zikna, Bali Kshafim, Vyodin, Vishivim Lashon, Shalote, Sanhedrin, Shamas, Vipiatur, Gaman. So the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Beis Vav, now lays it out. Take that, says the Rambam. We saw where this was going. Everybody else, right, the Yad Rama included, wanted to learn Kulach Yafar Ayasi Umumein Bach, especially as the Sugya and Sanhedrin was concerned. Right, everybody else wanted to say, Rashi, Yad Rama, that what we're talking about is a Psul Yochsin. What does the Rambam say that Pasuk tells us about? Excellent. A Mum HaGuf. So the Rambam apparently felt, yeah, the Gemara in Yevamos establishes that point. I mean, the Yevamos, Nishma Sanhedrin. Aye, what about Bedomin Lecha, B'yochsin? We know that that is covered by Visyatzvu, Sham, Imach. So Kishem Shebez, Menukin B'tzada, Katzrichin Liyos, Menukin Mikol Mumei Hagof, V'tzarech Lehishtadel,
Bali Koma, Bali Mara, Nivune, Lachesh, Vishayihu, Yiduin Baru Al Shonas Kadesh Shalom Kiya Sanhedrin Shomas VPM Torah.
So here I think it's, again, incredibly clear. Within this halacha, there appear to be two very different levels. And I would strongly, strongly suggest that it's also Gilei Milsa and many other points that we've made in the Rambam in this whole sugya. So Ariel, what are the two madregos here within this halacha? So the Rambam doesn't make them li'ikuva. He makes them l'chatchila. What word gave you that correct analysis? Mishtadel. Right? Eitam, we've never seen that before in the Rambam. Every other time, the Rambam would say v'tzarech, or ein misimin, ella. And the Radvaz and the Lecha Mishnah always wanted to roll it back and make it a l'chatchila. And I held the line and I said, I don't think so. I think when the Rambam wants to tell you that you should do this as a din l'chatchila, he can tell you that. And within the same halacha, it's obvious that the Rambam is being mechalik between minukin b'tzedek, which extends to minukin b'guf, kulach yafara yasiyum umein bach, and other things which are beneficial but not essential. This is a psak. Now again, if you're attentive, you can see this coming because the Rambam said, v'siyatzvu shami mach, that's the source for purposes of yochsin. Right? And Hashras HaShechina. So, Kishem Shebezdin, Minukin B'tzadeh, Kach Tzrichan Liyos, Minukin Mikol Mumin Aguf, and then you have the Tzarech L'Hishtad. Now, half a step back to take two steps forward. David, any time you find in the Rambam the combination of Adin L'Chatchila, as you see here, V'Tzarech L'Hishtad, it's better with Adin L'Ikuva of Minukin B'tzadeh and Minukin Mikol Mumin Aguf, you have to wonder, right? Why the apples and oranges? One is essential. So clearly, there's going to be like a motif that the best version, you know, is going to be if they would be Bali Seva and Bali Koma and Bali Zeva and all that, Yodin B'Shivim Lashon. But best in Minukin B'Tzedek, Kach Tzrichon Yos Minukin Mikomu Mehagof. Better if you could find Bali Seva, Bali Koma, Bali Mar, and Bali Lachash, Yodin B'Rovar Lashonos. As they would say, b'shivim lashon. And that the final point that I make today, I want to come back to that idea. The Rambam obviously believed that there was some through line, that it was worth paying the price of having within the same halacha a din l'ikuva and a din l'chatchila. You wouldn't naturally organize it that way. If you were the world's greatest all-time organizer, not just halacha, but I put the Rambam up against Carlos Linnaeus and anybody else, and I think he'd eat them for lunch. Or breakfast, as the case may be. I wouldn't hesitate. So that, I think, is Omer Darsheni, and I'd like to try. But again, for right now, the Rambam clearly, you know, dismisses Rashi and the Yad Ramah, right? And even Tosos. Tosos said, well, you know, Kulachi Afayir Asiyah Mumein Bach is a Giloy Milsa, but only in the Hava, I mean, until we're Docha that, and we determine that it's actually a Mum Shabbat. You just never would have thought that it would really matter, just to say. So the Rambam says, not just as a Hava, I mean, but Mamish Lamaskana. All right, so Yossi, let's take a look first at the Radvaz, and then we'll go Echad, Echad, Wahad, Wahad.
Because of Rabbeinu Yodin Baruch Halashonis Mishum de Dabar Zarhu
le hamtia mishe yode b'chol ayin lashon. U mashma rabenu de hay ein moshiven haynu de hecha mishtachi aval I lo mishtachi lo amakvi kohanim. V'yish so sad l'davar mid amri gabe moshe v'ilu nivune lo mishtachi.
So the Radvaz, Kedarko Bakodesh, says, yeah, here too I believe it's only l'chadchila. And I'll say, it's the only place I agree with you, right? Because the Rambam actually says that. V'tzarech l'hishtadel means it's not absolutely kuba. Now why did the Rambam sort of dilute it down from Yodin b'shivim lashon to Yodin b'rov halashonos, according to the Radvaz? Eitan?
70 is too hard.
Yeah, it's a davar zar. It'd be like, they put that guy in a traveling circus or something if he actually spoke 70 languages. So that's a lot. I think the person that I knew well, who... My grandfather, Zichron of the Vracha, spoke 7 languages, and I thought that was a lot. Seemed like a lot to me, So that would be 1/10 of the way there. I never knew somebody I'd heard people that speak 8, 9, 10 languages, but I never knew somebody well that I could interact with who spoke more than 7 languages. And it was already a little like not a davar zar, because that is a negative connotation, but I thought that was pretty remarkable. I thought that was it's really, really interesting about a person. Anybody here know somebody well who speaks 8, 9, 10 languages? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. The suit lady herself.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know what they are?
Including Flemish.
Really? Did she spend time in the Low Countries?
I think so.
Wow. She, my sister-in-law, lived in Belgium growing up. So, I don't know how good her Flemish is, okay. So 12. We should bring her into TABC. Is that interesting? 12 languages? That's quite amazing. She's Mrs. Reichardt's sister-in-law. You knew that? Okay.
Yeah. She said it. She came for senior experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she mentioned the 12 languages there?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to suggest this. We should bring her in for senior experience. What language did she present in?
English.
Okay. Is Latin one of them? That's very impressive. Okay, she's a very impressive woman. Okay, so here he says that it's a davar zar. I don't know what you would say then about bali mara, bali koma. Right, it's not a comprehensive explanation. I'm not disagreeing. I want to make this clear. I'm not disputing the fact that it would seem to me very, even amongst the Gedolei Hador, to find people who speak 70 languages, I would think would be quite remarkable. But the problem with an explanation like this, b'mechilas kvod toraso, is it doesn't explain 90% of the category, right? It's saying, okay, well, I'll be moda to that point. It'd be extraordinary to find people who speak 70 languages. But what are you going to do with everything else? If you're telling me that the litmus test of the Rambam is that it's a davar zar, so how zar is it to find people who are 6 feet tall? How zar is it to find people who are bali mara? How zar is it to find people who are nevoni lachash, whatever that means? So this explanation, I think, is a little tamua. It's not a conceptual explanation, and it doesn't account for most of the facts. So, I would consider myself still on the lookout. Okay, the good news is there were others. Okay, the Lecha Mishnah, go ahead. Really interesting, right? So Rashi wanted to say it was only a reference to Pagam Mishpacha, like the Yad Ramah. The Psak of the Rambam, as we know, is that it's mum shebaguf, Halacha Mishnah, you know, wants to be able to be friends with everybody and go to their houses on Shabbos. You know, doesn't want to pin himself down. So he tries, you know, says, oh, it means both. Okay, so Ma'ikra Kulach Yafaraya. So Hikshu V'Dilma Kra Ayribim Amamish. Right, and you don't. Right, this is a fascinating reading of the Gemara. Okay, Uma Mishpacha Mehecha Mafka Slavatirtu. Bisyat Ushamimach, right? Dafka Bisanhedrin. Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, right? So he says that's the explanation. That would actually work out extraordinarily well for the Rambam, right? If that were true, that then the Gemara says, you know, Vidilma Mumamish, it means, right, only Mumamish, but we haven't turned our back entirely on the idea of Pagam Mishpacha. And then the Gemara pivots and says, ah, but Pagam Mishpacha we could get from elsewhere. So that would be really nice. And then, you know, that would be limited, arguably, to the Sanhedrin, Hagidola, as we tried to explain before. But Mum Shebaguf could be left, you know, for any Sanhedrin, even Kitana. Okay, I like that. Right, you know I'm on board with that. I've committed myself happily to that shita. So Lech HaMishnah says, look, I don't get it. If you have a list, everything on the list should be of the same status. So how did the Rambam come up with, right, in the Gemara, Bali Chachma is definitely one of them, and Chachma, right, the Rambam didn't think was negotiable. That was the first, of even at the best, in Shul Shosha. So this is exactly the kind of question that I was sort of needling the Radvaz with, is that, you know, give me a list, so explain the list. Don't just pick off one and say it's a Davar Zahar. So he wants a more systematic approach. Okay, so let's see how it plays out. So Efshar Lomar, sorry for that disembodied Vav, what happened there. Okay? That Vav belongs to the Efshar. It's Naguna. Efshar Lomar, you mean Mumein Bach? Totally agree that the Rambam wants to use Kulach Yafar Ayasi and Mumein Bach exclusively for Mumein Shebagov. That is what he says. Kemoshim Bavur, Bedivir of Yosef, Shiskarti. Mash Madiv Yosef Nikim Yimum. Sagi, right? Because if I say, you know, to be in Shir Y2G, you know, we can't have Bali Mumin. I wouldn't say such a thing. But if I would say such a thing, that means that I'm not, this is a very clever line, that what am I not requiring by definition? If I say the threshold for entry is that you can't have a Mum, which two items on the list have I already controlled for? Right. So, I mean, we're not going to discriminate against those people. Maybe even we'll give them, you know, extra, you know, Bamba, if we have an extra latke at the Chanukah Chagiga, perhaps. There might be a plus, but it's clearly not required. That, I think, is a very clever line. Okay? Because one is l'chatchila, or two would become l'chatchila, if only one, you know, is absolutely essential. Okay, so that's very good. And he explains it. V'cholela hatznaim, Seva, Bali Koma. So he wants to put Bali Seva on that list. Bali Seva, like they've got, you know, they've got the gravitas look to them, right? Balei Seifa. So that's not, he doesn't interpret that to being like an intellectual characteristic. Very fascinating. He wants to say that this is like, whatever. Like I was mentioning yesterday, you know, Lahavdil by Udonis, that his beard is gray now. It's the Hadras Panim of, you like it very much. Okay.
Good.
Po, im shalafanav kishem shebezdin minukin. So what he's saying, again, similar to what I was pointing out before, but without providing explanation, is that you could be mechalik between kulach yafar ayasi umumein bach, which is a threshold halacha, kishem shebezdin minukin mi betzedek kach minukin mikol mum, that kishem and kach still requires explanation. And then he went, vitzarech lehishtadel al tzad hayoser tov, bale mara, bale seva, bale koma, nivone lachash, and then yodin berov halashonos. But there's a problem. The interrupts a maspik, the mashakasa v'yodim b'shivim lashon, de'enuli kuvah l'chatchila, de'me'ayin lokein. Because if I want to draw a distinction between aesthetic and substantive, so is yodim b'shivim lashon aesthetic or is it substantive? Right. That seems like a more substantive, especially with the way that it gets nifsak l'halacha, which is that they shouldn't be shomea mipi amiturgaman. So that sounds like the ultimate substantive thing. So why would you group that together with the, you know, with the Dvarim Shel Yofi? So he's bothered by that. And I think I give him credit, but I think that's true. I think that is a problem. Now, you might want to say, oh, now we'll throw in the Svar of the Radvaz. Maybe that's more substantive, but it's just so hard. So we'll make that l'chatzchila, but still, it's not so satisfying. All right. So after presenting this distinction between aesthetics and substance, he kind of throws up his hands and says, even I can't make a perfect seder out of this. This is a really interesting idea. It says, V'yodin b'shivim lashon, so of the 70 languages. All right, very good. Fine, so he wants to make that diok. Take it or leave it. I mean, the Radvaz wouldn't like that, but fine. So the Lacha Mishnah, I think, is getting closer. I think the reading of the Gemara for the Rambam is magnificent, you know, not that he needs my Eskama, but, you know, that the initial supposition of the Gemara is that you could have the same Pasuk that tells me Mum Shebeguf as well as Yochsin, and no, then the Gemara pivots and says that we really learn from V'hisyatu Shamimach, okay? Even though in the Gemara it sounds like we were docha that, maybe Mishum Shechina, we already know and dealt with the fact that the Rambam obviously didn't turn his back on that idea. It's not Hashras Hashechina of Nevuah, it's Hashras Hashechina of Bezdin. But the Rambam says, Kulach Yafar Ayasi Mumin Bach, Lehalacha is Mumin Shebeguf, and that's Le'ikuva. And then you have these extras of Balei Seva and Balei Mara and Nevonei Lachash and Yodin B'Shivim HaLashonos, or Rov HaLashonos, as the Rambam writes it. And those seem like a din lechatchila, and we're left with really two questions. What's the kishem and kach? Kishem shebezdin minukin b'tzedek, kach tzarech lios minukin mikol mum. What's that about? It's obviously not the same halacha as v'siyatzvu shamimach, that hashras hashchin and the bezdin hagadol. So what is it? And then, why did the Rambam, you know, put it together with the dinim lechatchila of Bali Mara and Bali Koma, and yeah, I can explain some of them that are aesthetics, why should we care so much? Mum, we'll draw the line, but here we'll say it's only Din L'chatchila, but why would you put on that list Yodin B'Shivim Lashon, which seems like the most substantive? Okay, so we have two questions. one more source, and then I'll try to say what I want to say. R'meir Simcha. The Gemara Ma'afik Lam Bikrai. Mivinasu itcha bidomin lecha kai gam amumin. So I read that a little bit differently than R'meir Simcha. I thought that he was explaining the Hava, I mean, as opposed to the Maskana. But anyway, R'meir Simcha wants to read the Gemara saying that V'nasu Itcha is actually a way of getting not at Yuchsin only, but at Mum as well. So he says, if that's really true, if he's a Hada Amrinan Besota Shayakolo Kena'ar by Moshe Rabbeinu, Baal Mum, which is a problem. Perish Rashi, the Kolo Ava, Pasal Ashir Moshe Levi. Hayim Kain, Mishikolo Ava, Eno Besanhedrin. Divi Itach, Harvitcha, Bedomin Lacha, Gamze, Gamal Zekai. Right? It applies even to that. So, yeah, Mimela would apply in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't care about that so much for now, but we do care about the Sanhedrin, right? And it has to be Beitcha, Bedomin Lacha. And this includes. Excuse me. Sorry. Not only Yuchsin, but Mumin Shibakov. That's what Meir Simcha wants to say. Umi Kol Shekain. Kimo Shekasev Perek Aleph. Okay, so this Mikol Shekin is a fascinating line. Anybody pick up on what he said? This is a collector's item. Ariel?
Even Moshe Rabbeinu, such a God, was his heat because of his voice was too deep, then Kalhoma did not have Tahat Moshe would be.
I hear what you're saying, but that's not exactly what he means. It's good, but what's the. This is. You know, for the essay question, this is like, you know. Very central. Saying it's clearly Moshe Rabbeinu is animating for him everything, you know, all the different madregos. But maybe it's not exactly the same that this notion of Ari, go ahead. So itcha bedomin lacha, that applies at all levels. We talked even about the Beis Din Shel Shlosha having a dimension of that. Vayako Moshe vayoshia and anav kimoshe Rabbeinu. But R'meir Simcha read the Rambam very carefully. We're just trying to be like him. And he said, but if that applies at lower levels, mikol shekein, it would apply to the Nasi, because the Nasi, according to the Rambam, has a special chalos of, this is where we started, three pumps. Tachas. Moshe. Rabbeinu. Beautiful. Mikol Shekei Nasi Shu Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu Kamosh Kasa Perek Aleph. Right? If the whole idea of Menuka Mimumin is derived not from the Pasuk of Kulach Yafarayas Yimumin Bach. No, says Rebbeir Simcha. It's derived from Itcha Bedomin Lecha. Right? The opposite of the way the Rambam actually paskins, but says that's what you would get based on the Gemara and based on Tosfos. If that's really true, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself is the source. So lachas kama v'kama that it would apply to the Nasi, because he has to be mamish tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. Valuable contribution number one for Meir Simcha. It goes on. Please move on. Divei Rabbi Chiya the Rishim Rabbi. Right? Remember that after Rabbi Yehuda Nasi died, he had two sons. This is Rabbi Liel Barabbi. This is Rabbi Shimon Barabbi. Okay. So Rabbi Chiya says Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, Olmali Leviata Apostle of Dachon. Da Avi Kolech. So why is he insulting his Rebbe? So Rabbi Chiya was the Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So then he says to Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, wait a second. If you were a Levi, you're not. If you were a Levi, you would be pasul aduchan because you have a strange voice. That seems like a very unkind thing to say. Whereas my children have been trained at school to say, that doesn't feel kind. To which I reply, that doesn't feel natural. Like, why would you say it that way? Just say that if you know Levi Shekolo Ava, so what is he trying to shtach him? That's burn in translation for you guys. Right? You guys still say that? Burn? Zap? No? Sometimes? Okay. Dahayu misu pakin mihayanasi merangomial bechor rabbi shimon. Dimali mikomo kadi isa biksuvis. It wasn't clear to them who should be the Nasi. The Nasi, as we know, is Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. So he wasn't starting up with him. He wasn't being a kachlefel, a pot stirrer. Are you heard the term?
No.
You can use it. I'll give you permission. So he was saying to him, Aliba de Hilchasa. Right? So Vamalay do Pasal Aducha and Mimkain, Pasal Anasias, Mimela. Velo Kivin Rabbi Chiel Kanter. He wasn't trying to be Edna Nick, the Rishim Rabbi, Tahay Rabbo, Vavakai Mikamei, etc. He's trying to figure out what the dinim are. So again, this is not for the Rambam, this is. It doesn't matter because the Rambam says Kulach Yafal Reyasi Mumin Ba. Rameir Simcha says it sounds to me that it really is derived from Moshe Rabbeinu. And if that were true, it would be particularly significant for the Nasi, maybe more so than anybody else. Okay. So we're left really with two questions. Number one, what makes the Shita Sarambam Mum li'ikufa? How do we understand the kishem and kach? Kulach yafara yasi umumin bach. To pasuk and shir hashirim, he says that's the source. Kishem shebezdin minukin b'tzedek. Kach tzricham li'os minukin mikol mum shebekof. And then why immediately b'tzarech l'shtadel? Is this just like a completely different category? And we haven't really found a comprehensive or satisfying explanation. The Radvaz says, oh, it's a Dover Zar. Okay, but that explains all of one. The Lecha Mishnah got much further. He said, oh, those are the aesthetic issues. Bali Mare, Bali Koma, Bali Seva. But it didn't explain, in particular, the last one, Vishu Yodin Birov HaLashonos, Kidei Shelo Tiyeh Sanhedrin Shamas Mipiator. So I'd like to suggest the following. That there's one single answer that will explain both questions and fit in, hopefully, seamlessly to the structure of the Rambam as we've understood it up until now. Previously, the Rambam had detailed all of the requirements for the Sanhedrin, intrinsic requirements. We talked about them. Muflain bechachmas haTorah. Later, right, next halacha after this, he'll get down to the Bezdin Shel Shosha, Chachma, Anava, Yira, Sinas HaMamon, Avos HaEmes, Avos HaBrios Lahen, Bali Shem Tov, Kulan Befurashin Bekra. I'd like to suggest that this is a separate halacha. And this halacha specifically has to do with the capacity of Beis Din to engender and inspire compliance. The Beis Din as opposed to the Dayan. Up until now, the Rambam has talked about Midos HaDayanim, Who can you put onto the Sanhedrin? Who can you not put onto the Sanhedrin? Here, the Rambam is referring to the Bezdin. It's meduyak. Keshem she Bezdin minukin b'tzedek, kach tzrichan liyos minukin mikol mumay haguf. Why wouldn't you just say the Dayan? I think the point is very, very clear. It's a high bar. Begavra, to be ra'oi, to be mashra shechina b'Yisrael, the Sanhedrin HaGedolah has certain requirements. To be ra'oi, to be dan dinei nefashos, is a separate set of requirements. To be ra'oi, to be a dayan in any bezdin kavua, is yet another set of requirements. Those are internal, intrinsic, be'etzem, hagavra, dinim in the dayan. There is, however, a separate question. A question, lahavdil elef alfei havdalos, and I can even say ribei revavos now, that animates the United States to this very day. What is the respect that people will have for the institution? Are they going to be able to impact society? Will their rulings be mikubalim? That's a crisis today in the American judiciary. People assume that these, unfortunately, it's a new thing, that, you know, they're political hacks. You know, if you get appointed by one side, you know, you're there to do their work. If you're getting on the other side, you know, it's a very unfortunate thing. That, to me, is the kishem and kach. It's implausible that any bezdin that wasn't minuke b'tzedek could have any traction. People would see it for what it is. These people, you know, if you go to the... Ariel, you'll forgive me, but, you know, back in the day, you come to the Soviet court system, right? Everybody knows what's going on here. This is not like, you know, this is some, you know, deep secret. These people, you know, they're actors. They're reading off a script. Their ability to have their dictates, their rulings, followed had nothing to do with, you know, the influence that they carried, right? They had, you know, people with guns, you know, who shot people, you know, for knowing somebody that went against the ruling. So in halacha, that's not legitimate. Kishem shebezim minukin mitzadeh, kach tzrichan liyos minukin mikol mumei haguf. The kishem and kach, these have ostensibly nothing to do with each other, but human nature being what it is, of course you could have somebody who's, to use Rabbi Yeshua's own expression, you know, yayin yashan in a kli charis. But if it comes to an outright mum, unfortunately, you know, people can be very shallow, small-minded, and the capacity of the bezdin to have their rulings followed can be compromised. Those are the two essential points. They can't be cheaters. They can't be mumin b'tzedek, and they can't have outright mumin. Then, as a hemsheikh of that exact point, the Rambam says, you know what would be even better to inspire the people? You could find, again, without compromising on standards, you know, somebody who looked like JFK, Bale Koma, Bale Mara, Bale Seva, people will be like, yeah, this person looks like they're a... And I think that actually is the nature of the din of Shu Yodin Berov HaLashonos. There's something of a wow factor to that. Kidei Shlo Yisanhedrin Shomas Mi Piatur Gaman, I think, to solve the Lecha Mishnah's problem, what can easily be Michalik. Shu Yodin Berov HaLashonos is, wow, this person really must know something, right? Person can speak many languages. If you can't find it, you can't find it. But if you have somebody who's walking around, right? What was my word when you told me she speaks 12 languages? I said, impressive lady. It's one of the ways of establishing credentials. When the Rambam says, "Kedei shelo tiyeh Sanhedrin shomas mipi haturgeman," I think if it were an actual case, then it would be a psul d'oraisa. It would be aid mipi aid. And the Rambam discusses that at length. In other words, if there's actually a case that's going on in Romanian, you better have dayanim who speak Romanian, or an aid is testifying in Romanian. But in general, right, if the case is going on B'lashon HaKodesh or any other language, do we really care if they speak Swahili? We only care at that point, at the level, right? Even if this case is going on in Greek, but do we care that they should know Swahili and Romanian? The answer is, not really for the functioning of this case. Nobody's speaking Romanian. It's not like you're going to make a diuk and say, ah, that word in Swahili means it. So I think there you should be mechalik between what is going on in the case and the impression that it creates. So again, is this li'ikuva? No, none of these are li'ikuva, except menukin v'tzedek and menukin mikol mumei hakuf. And just to, you know, arayel et vareinu. And then let me give Yasi the last word. It seems small, and in some sense I think it is, but we find something very similar by Nisias Kapayim, right? Talk about the fact that we don't want to be the Am to be Mirani Nachara Kohanim if they're Bali Mumin. That's why we say if it's Dash Biro, it could be a little bit different, because people are used to it. But, you know, unfortunately, the masses are the masses. We call them the masses for a reason. They are the masses. Ari knows, you know, it's easy to be the poppy's president. Keep these people in line. Helps that you have food, but it doesn't solve all the problems. You know. So the point is that at the level of the Bezdin, not the Dayan, Bezdin, having Psakim Mekubalim, you need to have a certain status. The minimal status is Mnukim Mitzadek, because if they're Soviet judges, everybody will just say, yeah, whatever. It's a show trial. Right? Nobody, I'm not saying that, I have no idea what the details of the kid, but you know, right now, in the Tzareinu HaRav, you know, they're holding on to Evan Gershkovich, you know, Jewish fellow is right. So well, what do you think, you know, like, you know, the Soviet court says that he's, you know, giving away military secrets. It's, and nobody even pretends that it's serious, right? It's, you know, this is, it's understood to be a joke. I mean, not for him, not for us, but it's not serious in the legal sense. So beyond that, v'tzarech l'shtadel l'vdibdok l'chapes, that they would be bali seva, bali koma, bari mara, Nivoni Lachash, however that gets interpreted, but this is something that, you know, makes an impression. Vishu Yodin Birov Halashonos, again, if it were a case where they're actually speaking Swahili, they you know, Kadesh Lotse said Hedron Shamas Mipia Turkman. But up until now, until that happens, it's, you know, Midin, they're being impressive. So again, the Ratvaz only explained one, the Lacha Mishnah explained some, but not the Kishem and Kach, and not, you know, he was bothered in the end by this question of Shivim Lashon. And what I'm suggesting is that when it comes to languages, we should be mechalik. Number one, when that language is actually being spoken. Number two, you know, with respect to the you know, the question of the imprint that it leaves on society.